From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can. Flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word
and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
Our magnificent production is yet to come. Shows from the guitar and beating drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
Tiki Talk, a Tiki Talk with Dawn Reese, that's me, and Christy Boyles. We're just going to talk about some things that are happening around the area.
We're missing our other half. She, something came up with her.
Okay, well, Cassie will be back with us, or she'll be here soon, she'll be calling in the station. So we're waiting for that. And Tiki Talk is just a fun show.
It is.
It really is a fun show. So what do you want to talk about first?
Well,
you love concerts. You love.
I'm the concert buff. I love concerts. And the Clearwater Jazz Festival is coming this weekend.
That's right.
It is the 14th, 17th. Cool and the Gang is there. Gloria Gaynor's there. There's some great headlines.
Those were one of my favorite. I have Gloria Gaynor's private email. I've got maybe.
She is there on Friday night.
Yes.
I love her.
She wrote a children's book, and I interviewed her back in the days.
This is not plugged in.
Yeah, I love Gloria Gaynor. What's your favorite song?
Mine?
Yeah.
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive. Yeah, we'll have to find that song as well. I Will Survive.
I Will Survive.
Through 2021.
God, I'm kind of hoarse today.
I think Bobby's coming in to talk to us.
Bobby's
here.
Bobby's coming in to hook me up.
Oh, is he?
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah.
Oh, can you hear her? Is she on? We're live. So anyways.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I gotcha. And Cool in the Gang, I have a couple of interviews I did back in the days.
They're
I can
awesome.
Hear myself now.
We're actually even doing a benefit in November, you know.
Right,
that?
Right.
With the Madeline and Mommy show.
Right.
And the kids thing up there, and it all goes, all the profits go to St. Jude's.
That's going
to
be so much fun.
It is going to be fun.
Yes, I'll be judging something up there. And
I'm the stage mother this year.
Right, right. And then there's a fashion show, and that's going to be super fun.
A great fashion show. There's some wrestling going on, wrestlers then out there. Rides and stuff for the kids. A lot of great events at the Convention Center in Orlando.
Right, and the dates of that are coming up?
The 12th, I think, through the 14th, something like that.
Of November.
It's a weekend, yeah, November.
Yeah, it's a big children's show up there, which is really fun.
There's more coming.
Exactly.
I mean, it's actually, the world's trying to get back to itself, everybody. This young man, the books he just got done, I just kind of thumbed through a little bit. It's got a lot to do with mental health. He might
pretty
be
powerful.
Somebody worth listening to.
Exactly, exactly. And his podcast shows and
his
everything.
His name is again Don Vincent.
Yes.
Vincent.
He, actually, the two books that we just interviewed him on was, yes, Lancey Talks Mental Health and Mental Health Week. And I liked where he wrote the book about being left for dead.
Well, that there's so many people that are really, really challenged right now. Media has made such a mess of the world.
I know, I know.
They really have, and they need some positive media. You turn on the news, what do you get? Bad news.
Exactly.
Nothing but bad news. And people are pent up and...
I know.
Turn the music on, people. Music makes the world go round.
Well, we should play that. A little dedication to Gloria Gaynor. I'll have to send her this and say, we played your song, I Will Survive. We'll have to play some music because we have drive time people.
Yeah, she will be here.
Yes, and Cool in the Gang. Actually, if you put into YouTube Dawn Reese's show, Cool in the Gang, you'll see some of my past interviews I did with them at the behind the scenes at the Strawberry Festival back
in
the days.
You're such a very sweet person.
It was so cool.
To know you is to love you.
Well, I'm excited. Well, Bobby's finding that song. We'll put some music on here in a second. And, you know, sunkisscharters.com is about to take off in 2 weeks.
It is. I'm so excited. It's going to be fabulous.
Yes, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Let's do Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
By my side, but then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. Bye.
was memory maker. I when I met her and Larry King back in Orlando.
I'm looking forward to seeing her. She's at the Jazz Festival on Friday.
Amazing woman. And
the
I'd love to.
Lineup is on the Clearwater Events page.
We got to get her on because she told me about her children's book at the time. It wasn't ready, so now it is.
Wonder if she did she finish it?
I'm sure she did. That was a couple of years back.
Nice.
So I'm sure that's so. Shout out to the Clearwater Jazz Festival.
Absolutely.
Now you have an event coming up on Thursday, right? With a pumpkin patch.
Oh, we do. That's in Mazarki Town.
Okay.
That's put on by Tampa Home Talk Network.
Okay.
Out of Cox Studios.
Right.
Katrina Madewell is, Keller Williams is the...
As a sponsor?
Sponsor.
Now we're reading each other's thoughts.
Listen, it's been a long day today. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We also have some other exciting things happening. I'm going to just read my little roster here. Kevin Hazlett, you know, the attorney that's in town. Oh, we love Kevin and his beautiful wife. She's a model.
Very
She does
sweet,
a lot of HSN
yes.
stuff. And anyways, if you're reading this, you are invited. It says, please join me and my law firm for another Yet Pumpkin giveaway Saturday, October 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m. A free. Free food, free face painting, slides, cold drinks, craft beer, and please share this with good friends and neighbors. And it's right here in Clearwater at 2165 Northeast Coachman Road in Clearwater. And they have one of the best pumpkin giveaways, I'll
tell
you.
They do.
And I used to work for them. I did promotions for them back in the days.
The one in Missouri Town is also a giveaway. So
gotcha.
Lots of slides and stuff for the kids to do. And then they've got the corn maze to go through, and it's a... live petting
Have you ever gone through a corn maze?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's fun.
I don't know. My husband likes corn. I haven't been through a corn maze, but I have to try that one time.
We'll talk about the corn patches later.
Yes. And something else is really exciting that's coming up in December, and they are trying to get this done. If you go to Soap This, they have a lot of soap opera stars coming in, and tickets are going very fast. And if you want to hang out with soap opera stars, and it's going to be at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites.
Who are the stars? Going to be there.
You know, it's all on Soap This, and I'm looking at one of her posts right now, but it says soapthis.ticketleap.com is where you go, and if you go to the Facebook page Soap This, it will show you who's coming up. So I'm trying to look and see who's all going to be there, and they had some amazing stars from The Young and Restless, Days of Our Lives. And they're just saying happy birthday to a lot of stars on here,
they put my glasses
which is cool.
On so I can see.
Yeah, Cassie actually interviews soap opera stars on another radio show.
She does.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for years.
That's awesome.
Years and years. She's a great big Twitter girl.
Yes, I'm more of a TikTok. I've been doing TikTok
really?
For a while.
She's 16.
Can you tell?
I didn't know.
16th is Gloria Gaynor.
Oh yes. Okay. So yes, Gloria Saturday. Gaynor on the 16th. So that's super cool. Yeah, one of our friends, Cherie Johnson, is producing.
Cherie is,
she's over there.
Yeah, she's a producer.
She's on the media thing over there.
Person.
She just said that there was no media this year because of the COVID, and they're making sure you're not roaming around and sitting down, and it's a totally different world to go to these concerts as well. I got to play that commercial. There's another big Motown concert coming up, and I want to thank Carrie K. Davis for this because it was our time that we're going to get a table out there, and we have to run this commercial as well, so we'll be right back. Don't miss this
Motown.
One.
Oh, 1 second.
Motown. Yes, I love Motown.
A little more
Motown
Gloria Gaynor while we're
I used to work for the Jackson, you know. The City of Champions is rolling out the golden carpet for the star-studded hybrid event. Ozone Gold Radio presents the Ozone Ballers Walk Concert Tour and Festival starting November 26th in Tampa. Big ballers mix and mingle on a luxurious yacht excursion with the inaugural Ballers Walk Business Social. Enjoy fine wine, fine dining, and live music under the stars of this beautiful Bay of Tampa. Then we get to party started November 27th with special performances by legendary funk band Slave and Sultan of Jazz Darren Mowgli and headliners of Original Sound of Motown Ozone at the Saucy Crawford located at 926 East Fowler Avenue in Tampa. This place is to build your network and locally and nationally and internationally, both live and virtual. Get your tickets now or your vendor's booth at ozonegoldradio.com. That's so cool. I like the applause. So yes, ozonegoldradio.com. Get your tickets. They're affordable, and there's so many things happening, and we'll be there with a table with my son, Castellan Charters, and Carrie's Health and Beauty.
Nice.
So it will be cool.
Very nice. And then we have another one in December,
right,
coming up, that supports the arts and music festivals, supports the arts and the kids, and
right,
supplies and stuff, and proceeds go to them. It's put on by Jay Stevenson. I'll see about getting Jay to come in here and have a chit-chat about it.
Oh, nice, nice.
So we have an idea. And a lot of these guys are music. Music is my love.
Yeah.
Music is my love.
Me and Lola were talking about this, and we need, here's the thing, any restaurant owners out there that are interested in putting their performers on the air with us, and then, you know, would like to talk to you, call 727-871-7788, and we'd like to start promoting these local artists with the venues as well.
Exactly, so, because there's not enough, and things have been closed up for so long, guys.
Exactly. And I want to look for singers. See, I'm coming back with, you know, I have the, you know, Dawn Reese Miracle Stories at 2 o'clock. So we're bringing the Dawn Reese Show back with a lot of producers, agents, casting directors. So coming up, when I get back from Arizona, I'm going to go up in the mountains for a while.
How fun.
They said it's like 40, 50 up there.
It is.
I'm going to go hiking with my grandchild and everything. And
Rosie's real close to the casino.
Oh, she's so funny. She calls me Rosie. I said, why am I Rosie?
Rosie was my grandma. She loved the casino.
See, I like four-card keno, and I like my keno machines. Yes, I could stay there all night.
No, I like
and I have.
I like to play poker. Or yeah. Bingo.
What was the most you ever won at a casino?
A few grand.
Yeah, this last year was pretty cool. When they called my name, they're like, they called my married name, and I'm like, oh, that's me. And
wait.
I went, won $1,500 in free play. I was like, oh, my, I never had my name called.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Oh, it was so much fun. My gosh. I came back with about 1,000.
Nice.
So I played it. And I played machines I'd never played before. I'm like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
And you bet the limit because you're playing with their money.
Exactly. You have to turn that in.
So we get over and above, you're all good to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My husband's only about 40 minutes left. You know, he's like, okay, I'm done. I lost my 40 bucks or my 20. I'm done. And no, we're excited because we want to do more talent shows here. I have agents lined up. So if you have somebody that would like to get into show business, they want to be a model, actor, singer, we are working with Joe Jr. Gallagher from All Star Records. And he has a record label, so we're putting his artist on next week. Very exciting about that.
We have some new books coming. Everybody's writing new books through this COVID thing.
Yes.
There's new books coming out. I can't wait till Lexanne's new one comes out.
Oh, I gotcha. I know. I know.
It's like, you know, and hers is on Amazon, too.
Well, you know what? I'll be right back. You know, I have, I know Joe sent me something here, and I don't think I got it to the engineer room in quick, but what I'd like to do is he's going to talk about, it's really cool because you have a lot of artists as well that are doing, you know, are looking for a record label, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So let's play this real quick. I think I can play this on my phone, and I'm going to go right here. We'll be right back.
Atlas Star Records is an all-inclusive entertainment company based in Charleston, South Carolina. We are actively looking for talented artists who stand out, have a strong voice, and are ready to pursue a professional career in music. We can facilitate any need an artist can have in this industry. We're also on the search for talented agents and managers capable of guiding and coaching artists toward the success they deserve. If this sounds interesting, go to atlasstarrecords.com and see for yourself why we are not a typical record label.
And we're excited to work with them. And he's going to be on Women in Film with Bobby. I hooked them up
nice. Together.
I said, don't forget my shout out.
So, I love Bobby Hill.
I know. She's an amazing casting director.
She is a great casting director.
So being with Hollywood Connections, you know, you've been in marketing with me and doing some fun stuff. And, you know, I have Beauty Queen reporters worldwide. And I help them learn to get their own half hour show with me. I train them. And, I went to broadcasting for over 35 years. I mean, No, I've been in broadcasting for over 35 years. I went to college for, I think, 7 years for this. And, you know, the thing is, I love to help people get connected in show business.
You do. You do yeah. so much good work that way.
And you've been to a lot of film festivals. What's your fun memory that you remember that you enjoy doing with Hollywood Connections?
I think Jollywood was one of my favorites. Way just the things couldn't come together.
Jollywood, yeah, these are amazing guys. They have a couple things on Amazon now
they
as well.
They do. The boys are doing very well. I'm very proud. That's awesome.
Yes, I have to, if I can look real quick. Do you remember the last movie that they just posted up there?
I can't. Brian sent it to me. It's the Jobbert Brothers, and then they do a lot of horror stuff too.
Right.
You know, they were exploring out there. They went out of Vandekar's house and visit a few places around here.
That's right. Yeah, they're amazing film directors locally here. And that's the thing. Everybody wants to get together and connect with everyone, and it's good to see that it's happening a little bit more. You know, filming here is not as heavy as it is in Miami yet, but it's still coming back.
But so. Everybody is testing. When you come in the door, your temperature gets taken. It is. There. Everybody's trying to still be safe.
Right.
Say Florida's not safe. Kiss migrants.
Well, you know, I'm so glad, you know, Southwest Airlines, with all those flights that just canceled, you know, I'm flying out very soon. And the new Texas, you know, is it the governor over there? Just put the mandate, like he just, what did he do? He did something. He did
you
something.
Know,
Bobby knows. He's been one.
Basically anti-mandated the mandate.
There you go.
Yeah, he did.
There you go. Yes.
To put it nicely.
Exactly. So hopefully my Southwest flight will be enjoyable and not sitting
the
in
the world airport. Has been a mess for a couple of years now. It's time to go back to reality, everyone.
It is, I'll tell you. And, you know, just getting me through just what I'm doing, and that sounds like the gong show.
A
thought just came to me. So, yeah, you know, I want to tell everybody, take some time out when you live in Clearwater in this area. I went
to the beach the other day.
Chrissy, I took my nephews and I was in the water for 2.5 hours.
I love it.
There was nothing like it coming home feeling so beached out, you know, and it just felt so
the
good.
The only thing I don't like is the sand up my butt. Okay.
Oh, it's after cleaning your car with children in your car.
I know, right?
But, you know, just to relieve just the stress or anything in your life, get to the beach. We live so close, and I'm like, God, what, 15 minutes to the beach? Not even?
My favorite is Sand Key.
You're
in
closer
the morning.
To the beach. You're yeah. like 5 minutes.
I love Sand Key in the morning. That's my favorite place to watch sunrise.
Yeah. She's an early bird.
Very early.
Yeah. I'm Dawn. My mother should have named me Dusk, but
she should.
my husband goes, I can't
She's
wait.
She's getting better.
No, my husband gets up early in the morning, right? I don't know how many ladies go through this. They get up early and they're like, are you getting up with me? No, he's like 6:37. I'm like 7:30, 8 o'clock person. I'm like 8 o'clock coffee. And he's like, well, when the charter business gets going, I can't wait for you to get up and get down to the docks. And I'm
Come
like,
and stagger me
I
at
will.
6:30.
I will let me sleep in. So anyway, so we have about 5 minutes left, and Tiki Talk will be back on in about 2 weeks. And then when I'm in Arizona for that week of the November 3rd, the ladies are going to take over for that half hour for me as well.
We're going to Tiki Talk and Dawn show it together. I don't know.
Yes.
We'll figure it out.
Yes, we'll make that happen. And we're so excited that you tuned in. This is just a fun show. If you have a question for us ladies, you're more than welcome to call.
You want to call and
chit chat
about
minutes.
Anything, we're good.
Yeah, ask Chrissy a question, anything. She will answer it.
Not Ann Landers.
She is like Ann Landers, and she will tell you you're her way. 727-441-3000. And, you know, we still have the website, Dawn Reese, you know, the Dear Hollywood Connections. .com, DR,
we do.
HollywoodConnections.com.
There's so many great shows up there.
Yeah, we're putting that, and we have some more shows coming up with a lot of artists and agents and people being discovered. But what I'm really excited about the pontoon boat, Chrissy, is when I did these shows in Jupiter with our own show
That's
on the
fun.
Boat, I'm going to have people that don't even know who they are, and then they're going to audition live, and it will be so much fun.
Well, going to do a live remote on the boat?
That would be good. We could do that, right, Bobby? Maybe?
It is... Possible. So we will have to do an internet checkout on the water prior to that.
Oh, well, next week, too, is there's another network on Roku called Pulpit TV. Mm-hmm. Talk to a gentleman. And so I think I'm going to put the show from our YouTube on the Pulpit TV on Roku and Apple. And so that's kind of cool. Keep it out there.
Exactly. Keep it rolling.
We have some things on VH2.TV in Atlanta, so they're, I've got to call them, and they have an indie thing coming up.
I can't. Daryl's supposed to be coming down here.
He's a very funny comedian.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. We need more comics on the show.
Ryan Montgomery is in West Palm Beach today.
Oh.
He was just in Davie, Florida. He's coming this way.
Yeah, there's some really good comics coming to town, too.
Great comics.
Yeah, and talk about comics. If nobody's ever been there, the National Comedy Hall of Fame, it's here locally. Go see Tony.
It's beautiful.
Super fun things
to
do.
You want to talk about everything from way, way back.
Oh, yeah. Every comedian, Minnie Pearl's outfits. I mean,
absolutely. Lamb Chop is there.
Yeah.
Howdy Doody is there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tremendous.
Memorabilia is just amazing.
It's tremendous. That's something right for the kids to see because the kids have no idea who they are, most of them.
I know.
I got their promo here.
Oh, you do? Yes. Let's play that. We'll just go to National Comedy Hall of Fame promo.
National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
I knew there was a hold on the comedy classes, but they're thinking about that, so we'll have to double-check.
Well, he's talked about moving closer into Clearwater.
That would be cool. I have to call him up. We got to go see him.
This place over here is huge.
And we went to the Himalaya Salt Cave in Palm Harbor.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That is amazing.
That is
we have
fabulous.
That commercial too, right? Himalaya Salt Cave.
We do. We need to get over and see her again.
Yes, I know.
She's so sweet.
That is, when my son passed away, that was a wonderful thing to go and just relax and breathe this Himalaya salt. And I'll tell you, it just makes a difference. And there's Senior Citizens Day during the week.
There is. It's on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I think it's on Wednesdays, and it's like $25.
I know. It's not bad at all. And it's well worth it.
Great. Absolutely.
I took the whole family there, and we just relaxed, and we fell asleep within seconds. It was truly amazing. I hope you enjoyed Tiki Talk, and Cassie's not here with us today. Hopefully she's listening. I don't know where she is.
I don't either. Cassie's MIA today, everybody. I'm sorry.
MIA, not Miami.
No, MIA. Michigan Action.
We'll have to find out where she is. I just texted her.
Okay.
Like, Where are you? So... anyways, we have about 2 more minutes left, and Bobby, how's your day?
Oh, just fine.
Good.
Just happy to be here and behind the board.
Yes, yes.
Well, tell us something good that's going on.
Oh, we got our fall decorations here, our single pumpkin here.
Exactly.
That's about all that's new.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back next week with another fun show of, actually, I have the gentleman from Pulpit TV, and then Joe Jr. Gallagher, the All-Star Records, will be on next week with me. So it'll be that special. So if you have a question for a record label, or you're looking to get labeled, please get in touch with me.
We want to get labeled.
You want to get labeled?
No, I know a lot of people do want to get labeled.
All right, I'm Don Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Carrie Kay. Her beauty, health, wellness show will start in about 7 minutes. I'm Don Reese, and we'll see you very, very soon.
No, because they're macaws, and our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan, and two can sound better than one toucan can.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.